I'm Doug Doyle with The Art of the Story. Four-time Grammy-winning jazz icon and NEA Jazz Master Terry Lynn Carrington and Grammy-nominated vocalist Christy DeShields' release, We Insist 2025, is nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album.
The beat has a rich and magnificent history, full of adventure, excitement, and mystery. Some of it bitter, and some of it sweet. But all of it part of the beat, the beat, the beat.
DeShields says it was a thrill to work with her mentor on the project. She learned of the Grammy nomination while she was on a train from D.C. to New York. It's her second Grammy nomination. The Washington, D.C. native has always been around music. Her famous bassist father, Carol DeShields, and her musical family continue to inspire her. We spoke after her set at the 2023 Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival.
My dad and my mom are the reason, but specifically my dad is the reason I wanted to do this in the first place. One of the artists he toured with, Maceo Parker, as you know, I would consider someone that's in my musical DNA. I was born around the time my father was touring with Maceo. And so I think my mom and dad just birthed that music in me. And it's always my goal to pay tribute to my dad, to, you know, the people he played with, to my ancestors that played the music, and like continue on in that legacy.
So when you're reaching out to a younger jazz audience, what do you want to convey to them?
I want to convey to younger people that this music is alive. A lot of times we talk about preserving the music, which is fine because it's important to preserve like art forms. But when I think about preserving, I think about like taxidermy or something. Like I think about freezing something that is dead and putting it on a mantle and like appreciating it. But I want young people to know that this music is ours. It's an American art form, it's a Black art form, and so it's up to us to continue like growing this art form and expanding it.
Madison McFerrin and Letticy both talked about needing more women involved in producing music. What are your thoughts on that?
I totally agree. Like, I was so happy to see a lot of women on the tech staff today. Like, I had a woman engineer, a woman monitors engineer, and as the conversation like continues around gender roles, I hope that we see more and more people, more women, more men, more non-binary folk, like joining the production area and just like keeping it going. So I agree with them.
There's something there, I see it in the way you.
You can hear my entire conversation with Christy DeShields at wbgo.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News. 'Cause I think